This week on Not Just Another Sex Podcast.
For my journey, my wounded feminine sexual forward lifestyle was ending and I was coming into a sacred sexual lifestyle. But so since the internal in me had to change, I didn't get my beliefs and values until I was like 28. I was living wild. I knew nothing about beliefs and values that were really deep to the core of my integrity. So all of this energy as I'm going through it with She Orgasms is growing with me. So now my new information, I grab these girls in this following with some nasty raw like and now I'm like, hey, now it's all about love
and being one with self.
Yes,
I did say let him bust on your face last year, and that too is
still true. But both, you gotta have both.
Hey sugar, you're listening to Not Just Another Sex Podcast. I'm your host, Samaya Burton. I've been a hands-on sexual educator for over 5 years through my company, Sexual Essentials. So I can tell you that being an adult absolutely has its perks. But now let's talk about just how hard adulting really is. Whether you're healing trauma, building healthy relationships, or figuring out how to create your own happiness, the truth is you may feel like you don't know what you're doing. But you're here now, and that's enough.
Hey, you guys. Welcome back to Not Just Another Sex Podcast. My name is Samaya, and I'm your host. And thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. So before we get started, I'm going to read a review. This one comes from AJ83, and it says, "The Birds and the Bees." Episode 29 is when I realized I can use this podcast to have discussion topics with my teenage daughter. Thank you for helping me to have more informative conversations with my daughter about all the things. This podcast is not just about sex, although that subject helps me too, but we listen together and talk about each episode. Oh, I love that. Questions are answered for us both, and not only does it bring us closer, but she's not afraid to come and talk to me, which was always the goal. You are appreciated. Thank you so much. That means I love that. Like, I love that. There have not been a lot of tools. You know, we were growing up to really talk about sex or just even to bridge the gap between like reality and what's appropriate and things like that. And a lot of like sex content definitely is like either like adult or either it's not really getting into all the things. It's just about the like the logistics of how to have sex like safely, but not really like applying and learning and boundaries and all these other things. So I am super appreciative that you left me this review, and you guys, please keep them coming. I am a person. I cannot say it enough. And so in these moments where it's difficult or I'm sharing something, like just knowing that I'm on the right path and that, I don't know if you guys know, but like anytime I've talked about like even masturbation and like puberty or things like that, the types of DMs that I get, the messages under those reels, some of them are absolutely crazy. And they literally have me thinking like, am I doing something wrong? Did I go too far? Am I being too honest? So being able to support that with these reviews that are very real is really important. So thank you so much for leaving that. That's so vulnerable. I really appreciate you. So we have an amazing episode today. I have the most amazing woman here. Yes, this is Kay, and she is the owner, CEO of She Orgasms. So please say hello to the folks.
Hello, everybody. I am Kay Jones, and I'm so happy to be with you. Like, just seeing your journey and seeing you go through all of your journeys through life so beautifully.
It's definitely a full circle moment. I cannot wait to tell. Like, I know people like, She Orgasms. What is that?
Yes. So She Orgasms is a sexual wellness brand for women, and we help women get a taste of their feminine power through orgasm. So most of the time it's blocked by like an overactive mind or just a stressed out body or not relaxed, or you don't have the regulation going. So you just need a little bit of an assistant, you know, to help get everything flowing and going, you know. So these supplements and tinctures and podcasts and, you know, the blog posts, like everything that I do is just to educate women on sexuality and helping them reach the orgasm, which is pretty much a form of psychedelic, you know,
for
and I think people don't see it as a psychedelic, like it's something you can heal from just like meditation. So we just give people that outlet for them to feel that power so that they can know who they are and how much power that they do have.
For sure. And we're going to get into all of that and that journey, but you are going to walk through this show with me today. So I'm really excited.
Yes.
Because I have the orgasm connoisseur here with me.
I feel like that's who I am.
That's absolutely who you are. And all right. So we start off the show with an adult tip of the day. And the adult tip of the day is just where we spend like 5 minutes to focus on adulting, because sometimes that's all you have is 5 minutes. And honestly, you look up and you're the oldest person in the room, or you're the grown up in the room, or you're the person that's supposed to have the advice or the tricks or the hacks or the therapist and all that stuff. So we just break down one concept that's just like either a perspective or something to break down within a couple minutes. So that way we could say we adulted today, you know? So today's adult tip of the day is brought to us by Moon Soul Child. And it says, I am soft, kind, and divine. I deserve everything meant to be mine. I am a beautiful soul with a wild heart. I am capable of receiving the same energy, effort, and tenderness I pour into everything. I am one of a kind. And I just thought that was a beautiful affirmation. I thought it was a beautiful affirmation. And not just for women, you know, but for men as well. I think that, I think a lot of things, a lot of people could be like, just everything is not that deep. And I'm just the exact opposite. Everything is that deep to me. Everything is that deep to me, because if it's not deep, sometimes you can just really get desensitized to your own amazingness and awesomeness. And I know a lot of people say things are bragging or things like that, but no, talk to me nice, starting with myself. So did you have anything to add to this beautiful affirmation? It's just, it's so nice.
I feel like it encompasses like how women need to embody both aspects of themselves, their sexual side and their spiritual side. Like, I don't think a lot of women embody and embrace the beauty of their full sexuality, of their like wild woman and their, you know, pleasure seeking, love seeking. And then their spiritual, that like depth and that grounded and like feeling connected to something, like really embodying those two worlds is going to bring so much harmony to make you feel adulting, you know.
Embracing that, yes, is absolutely adulting.
Is this thing on? This is Good Moms Bad Choices, here to interrupt your regularly scheduled programming. You are cordially invited to our live tour, Confessions of a Good Mom.
Are you bored? Tired of those badass kids? Doing the same shit every weekend? Well, it's time to come to the judgment-free zone.
We're bringing our sold-out live show back on the road with surprise guests, musical performances, and a lot of naughty confessions.
Grab your hoochie gear, grab your girl, grab your man, because this is the perfect date night. Or hell, come find your tribe, get free, and have some fun.
And no, you don't gotta be a mama to kick it. So click the link in this episode description and join us in Philly on March 13th, DC March 14th, New York March 16th,
Atlanta April 21st, and Houston April 18th.
Click the link in this episode description and we'll see you there.
So today's Twitter talk is, Twitter talk is where we pay homage to Black Twitter. You know, it's not even called Twitter anymore, but the culture is absolutely still there and is there on every platform. Like this, I got this tweet off of Instagram. You know, like, it's not even from Twitter itself. So Twitter talk pays homage to Black Twitter. And so this one actually comes from another, I believe she's a sex therapist. I don't want to misquote, but her name is Eliza Boquin. And she has a page on Instagram that I follow, and I followed her around the time that you and I met. And, you know, like a lot of us have been in this sex education world for a while and really have watched each other's brands transform, change, elevate through motherhood and so many different things. Right. And so she is one of the ones that I followed around that time. And she made a post the other day, and it was just pretty straight to the point. It said, most orgasms begin in the mind, not the body. Most orgasms begin in the mind and not the body. And what I don't think that people understand when they see sex educators or sex wellness brands or sex workers of all types, there's always this misconception of what that means, right? And so a lot of people, they're like, oh, you know, somebody gave them mouth master classes and the dick riding classes and masturbation and squirting, and that's what reels them in.
Yeah.
But they stay for the healing. They stay for the healing, and they stay for those conversations, because at the end of the day, they've been teaching how to fuck for I don't know how long. Y'all been knowing how to get things in holes for the longest. That's not all the issue. Like, some of the issue is skill and concept. Don't get me wrong. But a lot of it is what is in your mind. It's the you are having sex with somebody that you know don't deserve this pussy, or you have not talked about the fact that you feel shame when you do it, so you do it anyway. So
you're too stressed. You have not actually made adequate time to really touch yourself or anything. It's all rushed. Like everything happens in the mind. And
yeah, on She Orgasms platform, like we do that same thing. So like we grab you with my nasty, naughty, inappropriate, like my captions are fire. Like I have to get
absolutely
myself, like,
absurd.
I absolutely love my, I go back and read my own captions like, damn, okay.
Absolutely.
But I grab them with the nasty stuff and then I hook them with some depth, like them really understanding that energetic exchange. Like it's so real. And I think if little girls understood what that meant early, we wouldn't go through half of the stuff that we went through. And if we knew our voice and if we stood deeper in our worthiness, we wouldn't have accepted so much. So I think teaching women this early, like before they're, while they're coming into their periods, you know what I mean?
For sure.
And that's going to help so much with the women that we're going to have coming up in these next generations.
It's so crazy because a lot of the talk is around, there's a confusion. I'm not telling anyone to become hypersexual, right? What I'm talking about is not suppressing your sexuality mm-hmm. or your sensuality. And a lot of us don't know how to be sensual and sexual without giving it away to a whole bunch of people that don't deserve it. Yeah. And I am the last person that is telling you to wait until you get married. I am absolutely not on that boat because that has nothing to do with alignment or what's best with your body.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been married and don't even want to desire to have sex. They don't desire to have sex with that person, but they're doing it out of obligation. So marriage is not a staple to say that your body is going to immediately consent to the type of sex that you're having. So we need to correct some things, what we're teaching. So when we teach about sensuality and sexuality and what your body is capable of, you can learn to appreciate it and say that, okay, this is some powerful shit. This is some amazing shit. This is some good pussy ass shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so now you can create a standard around how you decide to, you know, give it out, you know, or what you decide to keep in. And I think that just really understanding sensuality and sexuality is really a big grounding tool in creating boundaries and really fighting the shame that we feel. And I just feel like anytime you follow your orgasm, it's going to lead you somewhere, whether it's something that you need to work on, something that you want more of, something that you wish you didn't like, something that you want more, you know, all different types of things. Yeah. I definitely think that it's an avenue of exploration. You know, so as we get into the episode today, I just thought it was really important. And one of the things I really love about this platform is that I'm able to bring people that I've been working with, that I've been seeing for years and bring their story in front of all these other people, because this entire show is based around the tools that I've used or the tools that I've discovered or the people that I'm like, y'all need to know about this person because this can help you in these things that we aren't talking about.
Yeah.
And She Orgasms is a phenomenal product.
Thank you.
A phenomenal product, and it has been going strong for what, six?
5 years, okay. 5, 6 years.
Yeah. Well, I would love for you to tell them the story of She Orgasms so that way they're aware of what we're talking about, because we keep saying it and they're like, she what?
she's that. So it started out as like the blog. I was Melanin Milk and I was like incognito. Nobody knew who Melanin Milk was. I was just writing these really erotic, nasty, graphic stories.
I remember your episode from Cocktails.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is a nasty.
And so I've always loved sex, like even very young. And I've always just, even my first time having sex, I had an orgasm because I was watching the ceiling fan and I was so focused on the present moment. And I even, you know, received oral, which really warmed me up. So I reached such a magnificent place the first time I had it. I was a drug addict. Okay.
Feel that.
I was like, what are the other ones like?
Yeah.
Like, and it took me on this like journey where I was liberated in it. Like, I was thinking that these experiences that I was having were empowering. I felt so powerful because I was disconnected from my heart. So no one could do anything to me.
Yeah.
I was in control. So I even taught adolescent pregnancy prevention at like 15 at a rec center. because I was, I've been going there since I was 12, learning about it. So all of this energy is building up in my body of orgasmic, sexual, sensual energy. Everything about me is usually always sensual on accident. Like I moan when I feel things. Like I want to touch myself when I'm like feeling emotion because I got to bring me back to my body. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm a really sensual person. I'm connected in my ears, my sight, my touch, my taste, like all of it I love. So yeah. Imagine all of this energy cultivating a product, right? So as I'm going through my journey of being like giving myself to anybody and like doing things that I now look back on and I have to tend to my body. Although my mind doesn't think what I went through was trauma, my body thought it was trauma. So I had to go back and think about the little girl as if she was my daughter and be like, if she went through what I went through, what would I do for her? How would I help her? How would I make her feel at ease about it? And I had to do that for my body and mind to connect, right? So as I did that, I now started seeing my worth, my value. So now I'm coming from this brand that was very much like hot girl summer, which is nothing wrong with that because every phase of sexuality is beautiful.
For sure.
And it's always purposeful and right on time. But for my journey, my wounded feminine sexual forward lifestyle was ending and I was coming into a sacred sexual lifestyle. But so since the internal in me had to change, I didn't get my beliefs and values until I was like 28. I was living wild. I knew nothing about beliefs and values that were really deep to the core of my integrity, right? So now I'm respecting myself. I'm treating my body with more nurturing and more compassion. And I'm speaking kind to myself and I'm keeping people around me that make me feel good and that basically water me, right? As I'm going through my healing journey. So all of this energy as I'm going through it with She Orgasms is growing with me because now I have to still speak because I'm a writer and I'm an educator. So now my new information, I grab these girls in this following with some nasty, raw, like, yeah. And now I'm like, hey, now it's all about love.
And being one with self.
And being one with self.
Yes, I did say let him bust on your face last year. And that too is
still true. And that is still true. But both. You got to have both. Don't just settle for one side. Yeah. Like, come on over here. And when you do this to yourself and you cultivate this connection with yourself, you know, your wishes, your desires, your demands, your dislikes, anything, your triggers. When you know these things about yourself, you tend to yourself accordingly. Every part of yourself, your heart, your mind, your ego, your spirit, your soul, speak to everybody and let them contribute to your decisions, you know? So anywho, woo. So she orgasms. So now the product, you know, I make these herbs and these herbal supplements and these tinctures. And they help you tune into your orgasmic energy that's already in you. I think people think that someone gives you orgasms, but it's already in your body. You cultivate that in your body. And if you can just feel that all throughout your day, you attract something great. Yeah. And you're not reaching for it. You're not asking for it. You're at ease. You're in flow. You know, it's coming to you because you're orgasmic and everything is like, dang, so many people were hitting on me today and I didn't even do anything different. I was looking a mess, but it was like you were radiating a frequency that was equivalent to like basically giving the universe a green light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And most of the time people are in that red light energy where they're blocking all of their blessings. They're so much in their head that they're blocking all these received messages, right? So they're unable to get to where they want to get. They want all these things and they think they got to try hard, do more. But it's like, if you just like, chill.
Yeah.
And surrender. You bring that orgasm surrender to your real life. That's the gold.
So what I want to kind of discuss is like, one is just like breaking down this concept of orgasms from a couple of different perspectives. I want us to talk about, you know, some of the common barriers for women not having orgasms. And then I also want to talk about, similarly to you, my sex journey has changed, like when I was in a period of exploration. And then I do understand at the point where I realized that my beliefs and my values, in the verbiage that you were using, had changed. And so it wasn't my my desire for sex didn't change. It was the who I desired to have it with changed. For me to actually feel safe and for it to continue to be completely consensual, it needed to, I had to control some of that. So let's start with like, just like a lot of people on the internet, if they have been following your journey as well as mine, they see us changing. And so it's not the abandonment of all things nasty or the mouth masterclass or the she orgasm stories and reviews or the cocktail episodes or any of that. It's not abandonment of those things. But what was expiration for you? For me, expiration was you can't tell me what I can and can't do. That's how where I was. So I did not have my first orgasm until I was like maybe
2000s. You think it's like later 20s?
Or no. It was definitely early, but I don't remember. It was definitely younger than most people. Oh. It was I was under 20, but okay. But I remember having my first orgasm, and I remember right then. Oh, shit, like shit changed so fast for me. What was important no longer was important because I was like, oh, I have the emphasis on the wrong shit. This right here is where the emphasis needs to be. And then also I understood that that's also where I learned that sex can feel good and not have an orgasm because you couldn't have told me that I was having bad sex.
Right.
Because I was like, exactly. No, this feels good. I've always been for what feels good, which is problematic. But at that time, I was like, okay, this has been good. Like the aerobics was there. Like it was exciting. Like it was, you know, razzle dazzle, so lustful. It was not boring whatsoever. But the first time that I got an orgasm, I was very clear. A lot of things, there was a lot of accountability. There's one that a lot of people aren't speaking up because they don't know. They're like, the most common response that I've heard when I ask someone, have you had an orgasm, is that I don't know. And my answer to that is always, if you don't know, then you have not had one. Because
you gon' know.
It's as prevalent as shitting yourself. I promise you. Like, if you was like, oh, I think you would know. You would know. Yeah. That's how an orgasm feels. And it does build, it literally sits in your body, and you can feel even when you touch a spot and you're like, oh, I'm gonna have an orgasm. Now, it might be in 20 minutes, but I can feel that it's there. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel the energy in your body. And I always tell people, it's like, it's like a cartoon, like thermometer, and you see the, like, the red. Like dash, raise, and it gets to the top, and then it like bursts, and it's like, and that's what it feels like in your body, like when you have an orgasm. And then when you get into, once you secure one type of orgasm, you start getting even more frisky, and you're like, shit, what else can I make, you know, what else can I make shake around here? And so I think that really discovering or the feeling of orgasm is very important, and because you can't really create a value behind something that you don't even understand or that you don't know exists, you know?
So I think I try to break it down for people because people don't know what's going on down there. They just know this is leaking, this is sensational, and it feels good. So I always try to just break it down as like there's the physical expression of orgasm, which is like the orgasm, the verb is what your body's going to do, you know, and then you have the orgasm, the noun, which is the energetic expression of orgasm, which is the capital O. It's the place that you go. It's more of a transcendent experience.
The euphoric.
Yeah. Like, so then the two together, right, at the same time is even more overwhelming. And that may be that like, boom, right? But I even like, and research around it is so blah. I don't go off of that. I go off of what spirit gives me and like what I experience through my own experiences. And there's been times where, you know, I've emptied my bladder and I would leak for continuous like moments. And I'm like concerned almost. And I'm trying to like stop it from dripping. Like, cause it feels uncomfortable sometimes when you don't just surrender to it. But just like how when women have babies, if you just let go and surrender, your body's gonna do what it naturally is going to do, you know, and deliver that baby. You don't gotta do nothing. They making you push. Like, why? So I can like get hemorrhoids and like a hernia or something. Like, they're making it so uncomfortable for women when you can just teach them how to breathe and surrender and let go. So that's like during intimacy. And like, if you just let go, your body is going to leak. And I feel like it comes from like your, it comes from a gland in your brain. Like it literally is like a leak down your spine, and it comes and it drips just out like a faucet.
Y'all have to check out her old blog post and story. Because when you're talking, I'm just like, this really nasty ass cave. But
now I'm having a visual. And I'm like, oh my God. I can feel it in my body. You know how you think about having sex and you can feel the throbbing?
Yeah,
in the canal
she wakes
still?
Up. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay. You know what's so crazy is that when you because we don't discuss orgasms like in detail, we can't describe them, and then we can't really relate to each other or share experiences or help lead each other to that experience. Like your homegirl really trying to be on what you want. But if y'all don't sit there and talk about it because it's not tea talk, then how are you going to know what somebody else is going through? So I love the fact that we're discussing it. One of the things for me, like in sex, and I know that a lot of men make jokes about this. They'd be like, yeah, women be like, yeah, she about to nut. And then 20 minutes later, there you go, if you can hold on. So it's like, when she say it, it means really don't move because this is the spot. But also, like, even when we say, like, oh, I'm about to come or I'm about to have an orgasm, it's like, it has already started for me. Don't stop what you're doing. But it's like, it's a, like you said, it's a layer of process. Like I feel it energetically first, and I feel like once it goes from top to bottom, like from head to toe, then my body jumps in and starts to respond. And that's like when that euphoric space for me starts, because like I'm filled up. Like, and that's also why we'd be so mad when we don't catch our nut, because it's like energetically I was there, and I mean that's great and all, and I'm appreciative, thank you, but I want to finish. Like I wasn't done yet. So it's less about like I didn't catch a nut. It's just I wasn't. It's incomplete.
Right.
You know.
It so it could have gone a lot longer.
It could have gone a lot longer. So let's talk about some of the barriers of orgasm. So of course stress, and you said breathing. Breathing is always the first thing that, you know, as most sex educators are going to teach, because your body needs oxygen. And so when you stop breathing, you're hindering how far the orgasm can actually go, because your body is a greedy bitch and she's trying to choose between survival and catching a nut.
Yeah.
So,
well, now I'm getting word from the board, and they're basically like, so I think the major disconnect with and why the orgasm gap is so big is women carry a lot of vibrational heaviness in their womb space. I mean, that's just off bat what it is. And like, and we wonder why we have all these certain, you know, reproductive, feminine, sacred, you know, illnesses like endometriosis or Hashimoto's or cysts and ovarian cancer. It's because of all of that heaviness that's weighing right there. So the fact that women are not dealing with their emotions, and like we hold on to anger and somebody betraying us and somebody making us angry or whatever it is that we're holding on so tightly to, that energy is blocking that orgasm from manifesting. It's literally, it doesn't have anywhere to bubble up at because of that energy of the emotions is still sitting there like cement, basically. And like, you really got to do some heavy duty work to break through.
It's so crazy, because I know a lot of people will listen, and I bring on a variety of different guests, and, you know, I am more of a spiritual person, and I love when people are like in their spiritual journey, but sometimes people disconnect because they can't relate to like what's being said.
Yeah.
And so I feel like this is a moment, you guys, where it may feel like you might not know what she's talking about, but think about it. When you think about grumpy ass people, they look terrible. Like when people be looking stressed, they be looking old as fuck out of nowhere. When people be in these bad relationships, they look crazy. And it's like, why you look so crazy? And then when people get happy, or they release something, or they get out of that bad relationship, or, you know, they ain't poor no more, or, you know, or they find a happiness, you look at them and the first thing we say is like, damn, you look different. You look happy. Like, you look full of joy. So even though there's not like necessarily a science behind what we're saying in this specific moment, there is fact around you look like what's going on. And the fact is that women, sometimes, like, we're always perceived as strong and okay and things like that because, you know, Black women, we age, you know, gorgeously. But our womb is holding that. So everybody holds
lineages,
trauma and stress and different things in different parts of your body. That is what she's saying. Like, this is actual factual. I don't know where men hold it, but women, you do, you hold it in your womb. And sometimes that even affects like how bad your period cramps are and all these hormonal things, because it's all a feeling. Hormones are, they cause feelings. So,
it blocks your creativity.
Yeah.
Like you don't self-express yourself. You hold back. Like any heaviness in that place is going to be hard to break through, because you got to process it and get through.
It's so crazy because like I tried acupuncture, which I love. If you can find the right person, I'm going to find someone that does it, like the lady who did mine in Florida, but and share it with you guys. But like even with acupuncture or like even a certain yoga stretch or things like that, you literally will do something that has, they're not doing no crazy shit to you, and they'll literally just say breathe while stretching like this, and you will naturally start crying. You don't know why. Like you're not actually crying like that, your but your body
is saying thank you.
Your body starts releasing like these from your tear ducts and things like that. And then even with acupuncture, like the first time that I did it, there was so much crying. I was like, is this going to be like this every time, bro? She was like, this is your first time coming. So there's a lot that has to come out of your body. So like we go to therapy for our mind, but your body is not relinquishing all of these things. Like you have to, if you do not honor the fact or respect the fact that you are not just your mind, you are a mind, a body, and a spirit. And that's why there are so many different practices. That's why self-care is so expensive. It is a luxury thing, because you can go to therapy, but then your body still be tight and everything else. You have to go to physical therapy to relieve your body of all the shit that your mind has been putting it through. That is stress. You literally, that's why they say health as well, because no matter what, you may end up having your sense of mind, but you cannot control when your body decides to go or deteriorate or any of those things. And I truly do believe that like orgasms has a lift. Like it, I feel lighter like after orgasms. I feel way lighter.
Healing. Like orgasmic healing is a thing. Like when you're actually having those kind of surrendered orgasms where you disconnect from the stories of this body, like we hold so tightly to what we experience and what we've been through and who did what to me and who said what to me. And we hold on to the truth of this physical vehicle that we are renting instead of like truly believing in your divine magnificence, like who you are as a spirit, as consciousness. We don't know that person, because no one has been that visual for women to be like, wow, we are goddesses. We are the feminine face of God. We are magic. We are royal. Like we don't have that. So we're like, we don't think we're good enough. We don't think we're ready. We don't think we're cute. We don't think we're fine. We don't like, we just have all these doubts. And even when we're in the presence of a masculine energy, historically, the feminine energy is going to get uncomfortable. She's going to kind of get into a defense mechanism where she's going to get into her head. She's going to get like over critical about what she's doing. So mindfulness, and like you said, like cleansing your energetic body through meditation, cleansing your physical body through stretching or even like punching and hitting and doing something, like you got to release the energy in every single fragment of yourself.
I also want to talk about some of the challenges being children and the changes that our bodies go through postpartum, and just really giving ourselves the patience to get back to a safe space where our body is ready to orgasm again. I know that for me, after having my child, I was already, you know, a very sensual and sexual person. And it's just something I've never been willing to let go of. And so I had already heard the horror stories of like, you could dry up, you could lose your sex drive and all of that. And so my perspective or my approach towards orgasm postpartum was, I'm going to schedule masturbating to make sure that I make time for this to come back. Right. It's like going to the gym. Like, okay, it's going to hurt for a few weeks, but I'm just going to put it on the schedule to keep going so that way I can get it back in my routine. And that's what I did with orgasm. So it would take me so long to catch a nut, like after having a baby. Yes, it was crazy. And then when I did, it was, ooh, God bless you.
Thank you.
When I did, it was just so light and faint. I was like, bro, you got me fucked up. Like, you got me
light and faint.
I'm talking about, it was light and faint. Oh, it was like, it was like an air freshener that needed to be thrown away.
Oh.
You know, it sat in the sun. It's time to. It was faint as fuck. I was so pissed, bro. Like, I'm actually getting a little upset thinking about it because I was like, I could do it. And I guess I'm doing it now, but it's like.
That is hilarious.
It was, I could barely feel it. Like, it wasn't even worth, like, what I was feeling wasn't even worth the work. So I was like, okay, well, let me just, and that's how I ended up creating the masturbation and squirting class, because everything that I did to strengthen my orgasms back up and to get them back as consistent and all that is, that's what that class is. Yeah. That's what that entire class is. And so a lot of times we don't really give ourselves, our body the patience that it deserves. We just accept that this is where it is. And that's what I really love about She Orgasms, like the physical products, was that for a lot of women, sometimes you just need something to strengthen it so you can understand this is possible. It just needs a little help. And so it's really a natural supplement of sorts.
I don't play about my yoni. Like, okay. I started doing, I bought this device. It was like, pelvic floor strengthener, and it came with a game on the app.
I have that game.
Yeah, and then you like jump it.
Yes,
like,
with your coochie.
You gotta go real hard and real high. And
it's
then you
like
gotta
Mario.
Go down and go down and go up and go up and
it's
go
like
up.
Mario
it's like
for your
Mario
pussy.
For your pussy. And it is amazing. Yes. And I was taking She Orgasms while I was pregnant just so I did not have that experience. So once I was ready to have sex, I feel like it got even dumber. Like the way it was like juicy and squishy and like slippery and like just different.
Love that for you. Mario Coochie Coins.
Oh my God, I've been slacking. I got to start playing it again. Because I did that eat. Mine,
you know,
back.
I'm about to go to the shed.
Go grab
I'm about to go
it.
To the shed and get my shit. Go charge it up. Girl, you see my score? You see my coochie score? My coochie scoreboard?
No, seriously, we got to take our pelvic floor more serious.
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of women don't. And even me, like, still I have pelvic floor issues and thankfully can still orgasm. But most time when pelvic floor issues exist, like, you struggle getting there. So that's very important. So I know amazing women on Instagram who are teaching about pelvic floor. I wish I knew their handles so I can shout them out.
It's all right. Send them to me. We'll have them on the show and we'll make sure that we give you guys those resources. One of the things that I want to talk about is like feeling like you're going three steps forward to get knocked two steps back. And sometimes that's what the process of having an orgasm is like. It's like you might be mad. Let's just take, for instance, you land back, you know, you're in your spot, masturbating, right? Hopefully you have your pillows underneath you and you're breathing so that way you're comfortable. A lot of times you're uncomfortable body-wise, right? Mm-hmm. And then second, sometimes you are touching or you feel like that push, like, okay, I'm heading towards orgasm. And then all of a sudden it goes down and you're like, wait, am I doing something wrong? And so you stop. Mm-hmm. And so it was one of those things, like, it's like playing Candyland. You could pull a card that can push you all the way to the front, but you can also pull a card that can push you all the way to the back. And you do have to see it through. So sometimes stop focusing on the orgasm itself, because a lot of orgasms include give and take, give and take. It literally is a ride. And so I've even found that, moving like the toy around in a circular motion, it naturally encourages the give and take, give and take, give and take. And that actually incorporates some edging and then pushing you over the edge. And so you end up having this orgasm that doesn't come from you putting the vibrator on 10 and just going, you know, balls deep in your shit. Yeah. Like, no, you're actually allowing your body to go through the real process. And when you do that, that's more authentic. That's more real. That's something that you can duplicate again and again and again, versus when you turn the vibrator up on 10 and you just push past all your trauma, all your issues, all the facts that your body is not ready. You're not really, it's not tender. It's like cooking a pot roast in an hour.
Oh, disrespect.
That's really what it's like. And so, like, just learning those like little tips and tricks to understand that this is normal. For sure. Give it to me.
So, and I think, so you know how in a lot of countries people eat with their hands because it triggers your brain to start metabolizing food, right? So you always want to start off with your hands to warm your clitoris up, because that's going to trigger your brain to now ignite those sexual hormones. That's going to increase that chance to have an orgasm, right?
So feeling like the skin to skin.
So feeling your fingertips on your lady parts, anywhere in that magical, like your vulva, mm-hmm. your clitoris, like wherever you want to have your hands, like having it down there. Because you know those moments where in the beginning your clitoris isn't hard yet, so you don't really feel
nothing.
You don't
feel anything.
You don't feel a goddamn thing. So you're just rubbing it, waiting, like.
Flaccid coochie.
Flaccid coochie. Flaccid coochie. It is the most annoying moment in time that nobody talks about.
Yes, it's like sucking on a gummy worm dick. Like it's like it's just here.
So that's the moment where you use your fingers because it's going to help you get it to that harder, you know, erect state. Yeah. So once it's there, then grab a toy or grab something if you must. But mm-hmm. by that time, you didn't got things started and grooving, you're not going to want to grab nothing
Girl,
else.
Speak for your goddamn self, because bitch, my fat ass fingers and what carpal tunnel be set up, bitch, I would die.
Well, you know, a dildo with the hand, though, is a great combo.
Hurting. I should be hurning. Please send me a part of that masturbator.
Because I have gotten head from a man in a neck brace. I believe you will be able to use your hand with a wrist brace.
Wait, he was dedicated to
this pussy, no joke. It's an elixir. You know, Amrita is an elixir. That's what the gods drink to give them power. Once you give someone that,
they need a neck brace.
If they were in one, they would still want it and risk the chances of hurting their spinal cord.
Look here. Look, as long as you're doing it,
For me, I know a lot of people are like, you know, are toys bad and things like that. And I tell people all the time, like, you can misuse anything. But I think one of the biggest things that we have to understand is that there are plenty of women that have not been using toys their whole life. They have children. They have, you know, they've been having all the sex. They're married and they have never had an orgasm. Yeah. And so when we say don't use toys, because it's exactly, I think it's about, you guys, like, literally listen, women are having sex. They're not having orgasms. And then we tell them that, oh, this toy can do this for you. And then you say, oh, it takes away your desire to want touch from a man. Half of these women ain't had no orgasm. They have your kid. They have the desire for a man already. Mm-hmm. And it's not even doing anything. So why not just figure out that it's possible for your body, something that might be a little stronger? Like, in reality, my fingers are just not strong enough. Okay. They're not strong enough. Like, it takes me like an hour and a half, bro, by myself. Like, I would actually have to, like, not have an orgasm for, like, 2 weeks for the power to be so strong that my little light, chubby-ass fingers can do their little carpal tunnel thing. Yeah. You know, like it's not strong enough. Yeah. And people don't understand it. They just swear that you're trying to like get rid of men. Women been stupid for men all their lives, like for generations. That is not going nowhere. Stop feeling intimidated by these toys. Like y'all are amazing. And you get more response from her when y'all encourage us to find our pleasure, not like think that it's a competition or anything. Like they're not the same thing, but there are so many women that have not even had the opportunity to feel this birthright of an orgasm that men feel a lot, whether they're really trying or not, and they're not feeling this. And it's like, why is that such a problem? They're not, women are not having orgasms. How many bottles of She Orgasms have you sold?
A lot.
I know how many classes I've sold for Masturbation and Squirting 101.
A lot.
Over 10,000 classes. That is the class for a lot. That is the class I tell people to start. If you've never had an orgasm, start here. And I know that, I know that you've sold over 10,000 bottles because I used to be an ambassador and baby, it's like a whole box of them in there. Like you used to send me, hey, here you go. You sold this many people buying it. And they're taking them like with their daily vitamin. Well.
Yeah.
I was slanging them hoes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I was like, damn, okay.
Yeah. And like, you know what I do love though? She Orgasms is a fun product too, because even if you're having orgasms, you can take it in it. Like, level. Oh, for sure. Like on vacation, I still will pack like She Orgasms because it's like, shit, let's just turn her up a notch. It's like, it's like the hard rock gummies or like the dick pills, like, but for women. So it could still be a little fun, even if your pussy do all the things that it do.
Yeah. Cause it's like, I realize there's no cap. You know what I mean? You just keep going higher. At some point, you're going to start receiving downloads from your ancestors and you're going to be energized. You're not going to be sleepy. You're going to want to go and journal or write or cry, express emotions. Like something is going, like you're going to want to clean. I don't know.
Girl, I hope the lottery numbers come to me. Boy, I be going so hard, going so high, bitch. I be like, run me them lottery numbers in a vision.
Listen, like it'd be amazing what's received.
It's so crazy. And then the other thing I think like with orgasms and one of the difficulties is that you guys are not using your body's full potential. So you're not having multiple orgasms. And that is a huge problem with why you're not feeling the strength of it. Mm-hmm. So like even when I had postpartum pussy, that's what we don't call it, postpartum pussy, I would be able to get up to the strength if I had way, way, way more. Now, I would say that it wasn't realistic to have six orgasms every time to feel the strength of like what my first one used to be. But that helped me get into the practice of understanding that you have to use. It's just like a plane. If it rests on the ground, it has to be used, right? And so with that pussy, your pussy is made to be multi-orgasmic. Your sexual cycles don't start all the way over. Like after you catch an orgasm, you go right back to being like, you know, aroused versus like needing that same refractory period as like men. And so you have to use that. That blood is engorging over and over and over. And so each orgasm, not only is it easier to catch an orgasm after catching one, but they're stronger with each time. So like, you got to read the manual, the factory settings of that thing. Like it says to use two or three times and y'all be masturbating once with the thing on 10. So your pussy ain't even expanded with all the blood. So it's not blowing up. Your pussy ain't blowing up.
That's it.
That's why ain't no leak juice from your spine that she was having. Listen, that's why you ain't got no leak juice.
That's the visual in my head that happens when it's happening. And I'm like, oh, that is so beautiful.
Your leak juice. Look here.
I love it.
But there's that. And then I think that the other, some of the other things that women have an issue with is like really not honoring their body when it wants to have sex and understanding the difference between desire and maybe the discipline of having sex, such as like, oh, I'm in my marriage, I should have sex three or four times a week. I'm in my relationship, I should have sex three or four times a week. But did you actually have the desire to? And we don't really want to deal with why we do or don't have the desire for the person.
Yeah.
And we're not dealing with the things. We're just, sex is strong enough to,
you know,
get past it.
I think a lot of people confuse attraction, right? Law of attraction is a universal law. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with sex. But we're so wounded in that area and overly sexualized that any form of attraction we feel, we associate it with intimacy, with sex. When it could be a cool, like if you were to actually dive into the person and learn about their entire like inner world, like what do you think? What do you enjoy? Like what do you hate? Well, like you really understand the
really
person,
that
really get
person.
To know that person. You're going to see why there was an attraction. Like, oh my God, I've been wanting to do this business thing, or oh my goodness, like you're such a good intimate friend to have, like I feel safe around you. Like there's so many other options on what attraction could actually be between two individuals, but instead we make it about money and sex. You know what I mean? And it's like that's the disconnect, is figuring out ways to be deeper, to be more.
I definitely realize that being attracted to someone does not create good sex at all. And sometimes people be like, you know, oh, I wanted to have sex with this guy for all this time and it was always so hot and we finally did it and that shit was blah.
Because it wasn't about that.
It wasn't about that. It was definitely built on lust. So like when a lot of people are like, you know, somebody, you've changed and are you approved now? I'm not approved now. I'm very clear. I can decipher what good dick is going to be.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do with desire. And a lot of women and men cannot actually recognize when someone else is desiring you and you don't really recognize your own desires because like you said, you think that attraction is the same thing as desire and it's not.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Mindset. It's all about that mindset.
But I do want us to transition into the sex tip of the day. This entire episode is a sex tip of the day, but we're going to still make sure that we pay it some attention before we let you up out of here. I would love to talk about understanding the vessel that happens with orgasm, especially with women. And just listening to some of like your TikTok videos and just speaking to you on the phone and your where you've gotten to where you're like, you know, women have to realize you are divine. And I think that is a very uncomfortable thing to sit with, because sometimes it can make us feel like we're being just super dramatic, or we're being super spiritual, or, you know, oh my gosh, you're into all this, like, you're doing the most. And I don't think it's that at all. I know for me, my sex has gotten better when, and I heal myself, especially from a lot of unconsensual experiences or experiences where I just didn't know better, or unfortunate things, by having autonomy over my choice. I know better. I know when I feel safe, and acknowledging that. And if I don't know, that doesn't mean do it and then figure out afterward. If it's not a hell yes, it's a no for me. You know?
Full body yes.
And I'm looking for full body yeses for me to engage with somebody sexually, because that girl that, you know, y'all knew on Sexual Essentials and was doing this and that, I'm still with all of those things. I'm with all, and more.
Yeah.
God. There's definitely more that I have learned and that I want to do and things like that. But I also realize I don't want to have to overcompensate for me not really being that person I need to be doing it with.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to overcompensate with that.
As you should not.
But I would love to hear your take on this divine energy and orgasms, as far as connecting that to worth and value, and how you decide to disperse your pussy juices amongst the world.
Okay. So we all know that we are physical and energetic beings, right? And we understand inside of our bodies, we have feminine and masculine energies, you know, and who we're born into, the gender we're born into, we normally have more of that energy in our body. And our duty on this earth is to balance ourselves with what we're lacking, to find that harmony. So normally the things that we hate or that makes us uncomfortable are normally things that we've suppressed or rejected that needs to now be accepted and intertwined with, like, the fullness of who you are. You are this and you are that. You are this and you are that. Most people stick to that.
Yeah.
And they hold on to that, and anything else is wrong. But people don't realize, like, nothing is anything. It just is. We add the meaning to it based on our experiences, who taught us how to love, like the things that we decided to learn, our interest, the experiences we had. We then determine if this thing is good or bad or right or wrong. You know, everything is about duality. Yeah. So if I were to take the feminine and masculine energies in my body and hold them in my hand, it would represent God and Goddess. And when those two things come together, it creates the Big Bang, that universe. It creates life, just as if when a man and a woman come together to have a baby and that ignites, that creates life. So that harmonization of those two energies coming together create life. So imagine these energies are in the ocean, right? Just swarming around. And that's God. That's God, Goddess energy, harmoniously being that divine, beautiful spirit of perfection, of magnificence, of harmony. And you scoop some in a cup, right? And this cup is your body. And the insides is still that God, Goddess energy, but now we add our own food coloring, and we maybe add some soda sizzling to it, or we may, you make it unique to your individual essence, right? But the core and the energy of who you relate to, who you are as a person, like who you're going to be even after this body is gone, that person is divine. And although, you know, getting through what you've been through in this body is important, but it's a lot easier to just trust in who you are as a spirit. And then everything else is comical. Everything else is like stupid. It's not even, it doesn't even mean, it's not who I am.
Yeah.
Right? So if you can truly embody the truth of who you are as the feminine face of God, your worth, that value, that royalty,
you're going to attract someone who's going to treat you like that just for existing. They're going to be like, damn, like everything about you is just so bomb. Like your talk, your walk, the way you smell, the way you laugh, the way you move, the way you like get into your little bickering moments, like everything about what you do
<You're adorable. laughs>
is going to be infatuating to somebody because you're authentically expressing who you are. You're not held back in your mind. You're not held back in your third eye. You're not held back in your voice. You're not guarded in your heart. You're not held back in your self-expression, your individuality. You're not held back with your emotions, your creativity, your sexual side. You feel secure in life. You're grounded. You're happy. Like when you have all that flow and that energy is going to make you feel orgasmic. And that is essentially what you feel when you have an orgasm. You feel your divine essence completely beyond this body. So that's why people are addicted to it, because you get a taste of it when you're fucking. You get a taste. So it's a small little glimmer, but it's enough because they ain't getting no other kind of excitement. So they have to get it through sex. So then when you finally come into this more sacred expression of it, you're now experiencing the full that stuff that's going to make you feel whole. Like, wow, now I finally see and understand and feel whole. And even building that connection with your ancestors and with whoever you decide is your higher power, who you believe in that makes you feel connected. Everyone's truth is correct. Yeah. You know, so that's where I want to help women reach, is a place where they can really accept their divinity and not keep believing pre-programmed subconscious programming in their mind that's telling them otherwise because of who we grew up with and who we grew up around and what we've experienced and what we've blocked our hearts now from doing. Like if anybody has stopped you from doing something now, you've given them a piece of your power. Like, oh, I've went through this. I'm not doing that no more. Mm-hmm. I've gone through this. I'm no longer doing this anymore. Everything is balanced. Everything is fine. Everything is okay. You're guarded. You're trusted. You're protected. You're respected. You're loved. Like when you really trust in that, believe in that, like you radiate an energy so powerful. Like, yeah. So that's what I mean by being a goddess or being divine. Like it's about harmony within your personalities. Like you have to be that assertive, disciplined, ritualed person, but you also need to be in flow and trusting and at ease and free. You got to learn how to harmoniously dance between whatever you need to step into in that moment. We shame ourselves for feeling sad or mad when we can just love every single moment. Like the sky is always the sky, even if the cloud passes by. Yeah. The sky is going to come back, and we got to think about that with our divinity and our worth. Like this is just a passing moment. Like, I'm going to be back to my divinity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would love to encourage you guys to check out Patreon. That is where all of the other sex tips of the day are. Technically, all the classes, workshops, hands-on demonstrations. And what Kate is describing here is really the practice of Tantra. And that's exactly what it is. And I know that, she is – I'm not going to say so far along into her journey, but she is definitely swimming in what tantric practices look like. But ultimately, tantra is going to bring you back into your body. It's going to make you present. You're no longer desensitized to a lot of things. You know that feeling when you go to the beach and you're like, you can smell everything. You can smell the sand. You can smell the water. You feel the air on your skin because you have left everything at home. So mentally you have cut off and you've started vacation. And a lot of us are very aware of a lot of those things on vacation. But when you're here in this life, especially this Atlanta traffic, you'd be like, wait, did I run a red light? Oh, wait, did I stop at that stop sign? Did I turn the stove off? Like you're not there. And that's what disconnection is. Yeah. And so, a lot of people say it in a lot of different ways, but I always think about when I needed help or when I needed to find myself or just on this path, a lot of just wanting to understand what the fuck is people talking about, like, so I could get me some, like, and so I always appreciate like hearing both sides, but also just want to make sure that you guys are hearing what she's saying and making sure it's not missing you because it might not be where you are. Mm-hmm. And so, Patreon is really good for that because it's a lot of beginner conversations and introductions of different things, so that way people can get to, what 6 years of being on this she orgasms journey has given you. So Yes. So that is our sex tip of the day. And we are going to end with our spiritual tip of the day. And our spiritual tip is just a bite-sized piece of spirituality. So that way people can feel like they know what's going on or just learning a little bite-sized piece every day, because it is so much. And once you dive into learning yourself, by the time you come out, you're just so far. You don't really talk to people or explain to people when you're going through it. You know what I mean? It's like you come out, you understand who you are, but by the time you come out, you have a whole new language, a whole new walk, a new way of doing every single thing. And so the spiritual tip of the day is a way for us to just break down like one thing, to teach people about something that's spiritual, something that maybe can't be explained, and just breaking it down into a tiny piece. So today's spiritual tip of the day is going to be an intuition test. And I'm going to share one way that I test my intuition, and then I want Kay to share yours. And this is like just a few minutes. So almost at time, and I know you have to get back to the baby. Look here, y'all. The mama's be coming out for me, getting a babysitter and come to be on the show and get all dressed up. So I'm so appreciative of you for doing that for me. An intuition test that I use is tarot cards. And I had to use them the other day. I had to cancel my first booking at the content house, which is really difficult for me. And some of it is the people pleasing part of me, and some of it is the empathy for just understanding that, you know, people are learning how to respect other people's boundaries and things like that. Sometimes I'm the first person that they've ever had care as much as I do, and willing to do things in the way that it's supposed to be done. And so I was really like distraught with this, like, should I cancel it or not? And so I made up my mind, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna pull tarot cards just to like, you know, clarify this for me. And I pulled three cards, and the cards literally were talking about, and I'm actually going to upload this to Patreon so you guys can hear the walkthrough. I saved the story. I saved the cards and everything so I could show them how I do this. Okay. But basically the cards ended up saying, you can be as empathetic as you like. That is your queen energy, basically. But you have to have discipline, understand boundaries. And some things are like, you know, taught. And, you know, this is basically for the greater good. Sometimes you have to let go of certain things, and something bigger is going to come from it. And I'll give y'all all the details then, but y'all know, you know, time, and I'll be talking a lot. So, but that is one way that I test my intuition. But I ran across a video on your TikTok, per the usual, that talked about another way that you tested your intuition. And yeah. So I would love for you to share that with my followers. And so maybe they could try it at home. Don't fall over, y'all. But yes, give us the intuition test.
Okay. So what you're going to want to do first is drink some water, because you got to give thanks to the body and kind of just set the tone for what it's going to do for you.
Okay.
So I'll drink some water, and then I'll stand with my arms just, you know, casually down by my arms and my feet, shoulder length apart. And I will ask my body, body, show me a yes. And I'll sit and wait and see what it does. My body, for me, it pushes me forward. Mm-hmm. Almost like, yes, go to it.
Like a pendulum.
Yeah.
Almost. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then, so you can use your body as a tool, because again, it is a vehicle. Mm-hmm. So, then I ask my body, body, show me a no. And then your body's going to sway backwards, and or like, that's what my body would
right,
do.
Yours was, yeah.
And your body may do a twitch somewhere in your body, or it may make you move your shoulder or whatever it may be. You may have to do it a few times to really get your body to speak to you. If you haven't spoken to your body in a while,
yeah.
She may not know how to talk to you yet. So just keep building that up until she's safe to do that. But that's going to be an easy way to just see what it is that you're really leaning toward.
Yeah. And I watched the video, and that's really what had made me ask you about it when we talked.
Uh-huh.
Because she did an actual example, and I'll plug the video, the TikTok video underneath, make sure we do that. But she did it, and she was like, this is what I did. And she asked like general questions so that way you can have a you know that this answer. Do I need to go to the gym today? Yes. Like, you know, so some of that. But I thought that was really cool. And I really love playing with the body, and just, it's like going to the science museum. It's like going to the science center when you was little and you see these little things. You're like, oh, the static electricity ball. And it's like, there are so many things and energies in this world that we don't necessarily understand, but we can't disrespect them just because we don't understand it or don't want to necessarily engage with that particular thing. But there are so many different ways where we can find a way to trust our bodies and trust ourselves and understand that if something is off, that might be a programming, and just, you know, finding different practices to become more ourselves. I think that a lot of people sometimes feel alone in empty rooms. And I feel like a lot of us have a desire for something greater, but we have no idea how to get there. Yeah. And I get that. But this entire episode is saying, baby, take the orgasm train to get wherever the fuck you trying to go. Yeah. Okay. So please.
And just to add to that, because I think we go to like Google, or we go to a friend, or we go to even a spirit, you know, more of a religious, like, we ask outwardly. We're always seeking outward for our answers instead of like, we're our own ChatGPT, right? Like, I can ask myself a question and answer it as another entity. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or even just ask myself a question and write it out and let the writing just take over. And that will be the most profound answer. So we have all the answers. We just got to clear ourselves to receive the thought instead of thinking the thought. When we're thinking too many thoughts, there's no room for our spirit team or ancestors or anyone from the divine to drop anything into our frequency to actually get into alignment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we had a spiritual tip of the day before that was saying that, you know, praying is talking to God, but meditating is listening. So you have to make sure that you're quiet and just taking a moment. So I really love that, because a lot of times we're just praying, we're asking, when have you shut the hell up so you can hear what the hell is coming in? But talking to myself, all right. So, Kay, please tell everyone where they can find you, how we can support you, and you guys, we will make sure we drop all these links below. But yes, please do that.
So you can find me at Who Is Kay Jones on Instagram, at Who Is Kay Jones, and you can find the business page at the Sheo Brand. So that's TheSheoBrand. And then the website is www.sheorgasms.com. That's SHEORGASMS. People don't know how to spell orgasms, but we're going to always spell orgasms for you. And on there, you can find quizzes. I have incredible quizzes, incredible blog posts. I am definitely in my writing bag. So I take a lot of like credit with that. So you'll have a quiz about discovering your orgasmic language. So that's similar to your love language. So instead of discovering what you desire from your partner to make you feel the most loved, you'll discover what you desire from your partner intimately to really surrender to the orgasm. So whether that's more mental ease or nurturing or affection, like whatever it is, you'll discover they're normally all of them. And then you'll find all of our products. And I'm writing some more erotica ebooks.
Okay.
So getting back to my Melanin Milk days, but completely.
I want to read one on Just Another Sex Podcast.
Oh my God. Oh, okay, I'm gonna send you some.
Okay, send me for real, because I'm shooting tomorrow. I will read one tomorrow.
All right, we'll talk.
Big purr.
Yeah, I'm ready. They're ready.
You heard that message. You heard that you was quiet for a moment, and a message came to you and said, "Let me read it." Mm. Look here. Thank you so much for taking the time to come out. I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. You have made so many women catch that. Oh, and you really just gave them a vessel to see and discover what's already in them. And I think that is very important. And yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. She helps people literally get orgasms. So if you desire to and you're ready to, sometimes you can still have issues with that. And so this supplement is all natural. Yes. And the reviews have just been amazing. And I'm just so they are crazy. I'm just so excited to be on this journey with you and glad to just bring it full circle and give you your flowers and tell my community about you and all the amazing women that I have met on this journey. I'm so appreciative and so proud of you. For sure. Look here, everybody, this couch is saying so many goddamn tears. It just go ahead and add to it. It's seasoned.
It's the genuine energy behind it. You know what I mean? Like I really feel your heart when you say it, because like you have seen,
yes,
you know, you have supported me. You've been a huge supporter of me. So I really do receive this with a full heart. So I mean, same. So
I love you guys so much. I will not stop. Everything, every single person, every single thing, every single concept that I have used to change my life, I am bringing it to you guys. So I'm super excited. Make sure that you click the link below, join the Patreon, because that is how we support the creatives that make this show possible. That is how, I mean, the show costs $0.00 for you guys to partake in, and I love that for you. But support your girl by rating and reviewing the podcast, sharing a reel, dropping it in your group chats, and please subscribe to the Patreon. Even if you don't want to do a monthly subscription, you can literally click the donation box and donate $5, okay? It goes so much farther than you think. So I appreciate you guys so much for making this a safe space, and I will see you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for making it to the end of this episode. Thank you for keeping an open mind and joining me in creating a safe place for others to share their truth. Make sure that you're following Not Just Another Sex Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss our weekly episodes. But also, if you want to keep the conversation going, make sure that you follow us on Instagram, Not Just Another Sex Pod, as well as sexual.essentials. Don't forget to sign up to my Patreon. The link is in the description of this episode. Not only do you get access to my personal life through my close friends and things like that, but I also have almost 300 classes, workshops, private group chats, hands-on demonstrations, interviews, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want more from me, then that's absolutely where you need to be. If you would like to support this podcast, make sure that you rate and review, and make sure that you share this episode with your family and friends. I'll see you next week.